בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב', קיץ תשע"א 2011, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון E. שלום רב לכם. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשכיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Adventure Hour. With us in the studio today is Cindy McGill, winner of the silver medal in the Seven Seas race. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Cindy, what can you tell us about this race?
It's a boat race that goes around the world, a distance of almost 40,000 kilometers, with only one person in each boat. The first Seven Seas race was in 1989, and since then it's been held every 4 years. It takes about 3 months to complete. You sail in all kinds of weather, and something unexpected always happens. So it's really quite dangerous. That's why the organizers decided that you can only take part in the race on condition that you pass a series of tests and prove you have the necessary skills.
And you sail all alone?
Yes, that's the biggest challenge, of course. Obviously, if anything goes wrong, there's nobody there to help you. Let's say you are injured. You have to give yourself medical treatment. Or, if a rope breaks, you're the one that has to replace it. In my case, one night the sail was torn in a storm, and I had to climb 25 meters up a rope ladder to fix it. It was freezing cold, and the boat was rocking wildly. I was terrified, but I did manage to repair the sail, and I even finished the race in second place. It took me exactly 94 days and 3.5 hours, only 23 hours more than the winner.
That's very impressive. And what was it like to live on the boat for so long?
Well, it wasn't easy. I lived mostly on dry food, you know, dried fruits and nuts and all that other boring stuff you can eat without cooking. But the worst part was that I did not get enough sleep. I had a soft, comfortable bed on the boat, but I rarely used it. In a race, every moment counts, of course. You have to constantly move the sail so that you can use the winds to your best advantage. Every minute you spend sleeping, you lose speed because you're not moving the sails. So I never slept more than half an hour at a time. It was really exhausting.
I can imagine. So tell me, has sailing always been an important part of your life?
Yes, it has. In fact, it all began when I was 7 years old. On my birthday, my uncle took me sailing, and it was an unforgettable experience. It was the first time I had ever been on a boat, but I decided immediately I would learn how to sail. Later on, my parents gave me a little boat of my own. And after high school, I took a 2-month sailing trip all the way down to Florida. That was the beginning. Since then, my life has been all about sailing.
So, what's next?
You know, whenever I get off the boat, all I want to do is return to the sea again. So soon, I'll start preparing for my next race, this time around South America. And I'm also planning to write a book about my adventures in the Seven Seas race.
I look forward to reading it. Thanks for coming to the studio today, Cindy. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ואתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to Adventure Hour. With us in the studio today is Cindy McGill, winner of the silver medal in the Seven Seas race. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Cindy, what can you tell us about this race?
It's a boat race that goes around the world, a distance of almost 40,000 kilometers, with only one person in each boat. The first Seven Seas race was in 1989, and since then it's been held every 4 years. It takes about 3 months to complete. You sail in all kinds of weather, and something unexpected always happens, so it's really quite dangerous. That's why the organizers decided that you can only take part in the race on condition that you pass a series of tests and prove you have the necessary skills.
And you sail all alone?
Yes, that's the biggest challenge, of course. Obviously, if anything goes wrong, there's nobody there to help you. Let's say you are injured. You have to give yourself medical treatment. Or, if a rope breaks, you are the one that has to replace it. In my case, one night, the sail was torn in a storm, and I had to climb 25 meters up a rope ladder to fix it. It was freezing cold, and the boat was rocking wildly. I was terrified, but I did manage to repair the sail, and I even finished the race in second place. It took me exactly 94 days and 3.5 hours, only 23 hours more than the winner.
That's very impressive. And what was it like to live on the boat for so long?
Well, it wasn't easy. I lived mostly on dry food. You know, dried fruit and nuts and all that other boring stuff you can eat without cooking. But the worst part was that I did not get enough sleep. I had a soft, comfortable bed on the boat, but I rarely used it. In a race, every moment counts, of course. You have to constantly move the sails so that you can use the winds to your best advantage. Every minute you spend sleeping, you lose speed because you're not moving the sails, so I never slept more than half an hour at a time. It was really exhausting.
I can imagine. So tell me, has sailing always been an important part of your life?
Yes, it has. In fact, it all began when I was 7 years old. On my birthday, my uncle took me sailing, and it was an unforgettable experience. It was the first time I had ever been on a boat, but I decided immediately I would learn how to sail. Later on, my parents gave me a little boat of my own, and after high school, I took a 2-month sailing trip all the way down to Florida. That was the beginning. Since then, my life has been all about sailing.
So, what's next?
You know, whenever I get off the boat, all I want to do is return to the sea again. So soon, I'll start preparing for my next race, this time around South America. And I'm also planning to write a book about my adventures in the Seven Seas race.
I look forward to reading it. Thanks for coming to the studio today, Cindy. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.